بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. باب فضل الزهد في الدنيا والحث على التقلل منها وفضل الفقر. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلناها حصيدا كأن لم تغن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون. وقال تعالى أيضا: واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا. المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. صدق الله العظيم. We began discussion of this new chapter. First and foremost, the title which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has given it, فضل الزهد في الدنيا, the virtue of adopting a life of abstinence and austerity in this world. With regards to this word zuhd, we explain the various meanings that ulama ikram have given. بغض الدنيا والإعراض عنها, to have a dislike and an aversion of the attraction of this world. ترك راحة الدنيا طلبا لراحة الآخرة, to leave or to resist the temptation of the ease and attractions of this dunya in the pursuit of the rahat and ease of akhirat. We find that this is an overriding theme in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala who says, دخلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا هو مضطجع على رمال حصير ليس بينه وبينه فراش وقد أثر الرمال بجنبه متكئا على وسادة من أدم حشوها ليف. The greatest personality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, the most beloved of Allah, was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet if we look at the type of zuhd, the type of austerity that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam adopted in this world, and what is even more important for us to realize is that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's simplicity, his lack of worldly wealth, etc., this was not something that was forced on him. This was something that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam voluntarily chose. There were Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam like Sulaiman alayhi salam, where Allah Ta'ala gave him such wealth in this world, such kingdom. Rabbi habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, give me such a kingdom that no one after me will ever receive a kingdom like this. So Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, there were those amongst them who were very, very wealthy. But majority of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam adopted a life of absolute simplicity in this world. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, famous hadith, from this we get a glimpse of the level of austerity of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, I entered into the room of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did I observe? What did he observe? He says, I found Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam lying on a straw mat. There was no sheet between him and the straw mat. In fact, I saw the imprint of the mat on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar goes on to describe, he says, the pillow of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made out of date leaves. فَإِذَا هُوَ مُتَّجِعٌ عَلَى رِمَالٍ حَصِيرٍ مُتَّكِيًا عَلَى وِسَادَةٍ مِنْ أُدُمْ حَشْوُهَا لِيفٍ. He says, it was a piece of leather inside of which was the leaves of the date tree. That was the pillow of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, seeing this, Such was his love, his compassion for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He couldn't bear to see the beloved of Allah in such a condition. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, why don't you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease your worldly circumstance? Because I can see the Romans and the Persians. These are the enemies of Allah ta'ala, whom la ya'budun Allah. They do not even worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are in the lap of luxury and comfort and ease in this world. And Ya Rasulullah, this is your condition. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying down when he heard these words from Umar, he sat up. In fact, it is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala in the chest. And he said, Awafi anta hada ibn al-Khattab. Umar, are you still in a doubt? Ulaika qawmun ujjilat lahum al-hayatu dunya. They are a nation, the Romans and the Persians. Allah gave them dunya. Ama tarda an yakuna lahum al-dunya walana al-akhirah. Does it not please you that they will get dunya and we will get akhirat? So constantly we have to remind ourselves. In fact, this very word dunya, ulama ikram explain that why is the dunya called dunya? If you look at the root word, they say sammaytu laha lisababain. There are two reasons why this dunya, this world is called dunya. The first reason, innaha adna min al-akhirah li'annaha qablaha. The word dunya comes from the word adna. Adna means something that is less compared to something else. So the dunya is less, it is insignificant compared to the akhirat. That is why Allah says, wal al-akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula. Akhirat is better for you than this dunya. The other explanation, the word dunya comes from the word dani'a. What is dani'a? Dani'a means something that has no value. It is something, almost a term that we use for filth or garbage or rubbish. Laysat bishay bin nisbati ilal akhirah. It is nothing. It is absolutely nothing. It is valueless when compared to the akhirat. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَمَوْضِ سَوْتِ أَحَدِكُمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. The space on which you will hang, not the whip, the space on which you will hang the whip in akhirat, in jannat, just that space is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. Mentioned in the riwayat that section of Jannat which is equal to a fingernail, not the finger, a fingernail. Anything of Jannat equal in size to a fingernail. What is a fingernail? A droplet of water. What is a fingernail? A blade of grass too is too big. But if something of that size of Jannat is brought into this world, the entire world will light up. And the fragrance of it will fill the entire world. So there is absolutely no comparison whatsoever of this dunya compared to akhirat. And this is the test. This is the test that every second of every day is facing each and every one of us. What are we going to give preference to? What are we actually going to desire? Our goals, our ambitions, our efforts, in which direction are they going to go? For this temporary world? Or is it going to be for the eternal life of the hereafter? So in any case, coming back, فَضْلُ الزُّهْدِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. The virtue of abstinence in this world, suffice with less in the pursuit of akhirat. وَالْحَثْ عَلَى التَّقَلُّلِ مِنْهَا. And the encouragement to content yourself with less in this world. And the third part of this heading, which we referred to previously, and we were unable to complete the discussion, وَفَضْلُ الْفَقْرِ. وَفَضْلُ الْفَقْرِ. The virtue of poverty. Now we find that poverty, when it comes to faqr, normally we tend to have a mindset that what is poverty? Poverty creates the need for you to beg. Poverty creates the need for you to ask others. This is not the type of poverty that is referred to in this title. What type of poverty is referred to in this title is comparison between the poor and the rich. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Ana awwalu man yuharriku hilqat al-jannah fayuftahu li fa'adkhulaha wa ma'i fuqara'ul mu'minin." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will be the first to knock on the door of Jannah. The door of Jannah will be opened for me. I will enter Jannah first. Who will be with me? Ma'i fuqara'ul mu'minin. He said, the poor people of my ummah will be with me. He said, the poor people will enter Jannah 500 years before the rich. So we find that this is the type of poverty. This is the poverty that is referred to when Imam Nawawi rahimahullah says, Fadlul Faqr, the virtue of poverty. But ulama ikram explained, this is that poverty which is above the level where one has to beg. In other words, a life, you are a poor person, but your basic needs in life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. In other words, you have little of this world, but sufficient to meet your needs. You don't have to stretch your hand out. You don't have to beg and ask from the other person. You have istighnayat. You are independent of others. But compared to the rich, obviously this person is a poor person. وَفَضْلُ الْفَقْرِ, the virtue of poverty. Thereafter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, as is his practice, he mentions several verses of the Quran. In fact, unusually, in this particular chapter, in this